We're talking about this covering right now was a good covering to hold up an ox, but not strong enough to hold up a camel. So again now, what's going on here? If it's shchiach for camel to pass by, so am I potter. So again, why are you potter pashayu? You didn't make a good covering. Since it's normal for camels to come by, and this covering is not strong enough for a camel, so you're pashayu. And if camels do not go by here, so pshita anasu, of course you're potter, it's an anasu. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Elolav, aren't we talking about like this? The ask in the prokim, we have to be talking about the Mishnah that the camels come by sometimes. And it happened now, Taka Vyosu, Gemalim Varu. Camels came by and made a weaker. And Vyosu, Shvarim Vanoflu Bay. And then later, axes came and fell into it. That's the case of the Mishnah. And still, look, Tony Potter says you're Potter. So you see, since they only come at certain times, you don't have to think about them. So since you made a covering good for an ox, you're Potter. Alma, what do we see? Kiva Nahashta Lekka. Since right now there are no camels around, you don't have to think about them right now. Onasu, you're an honest for a camel to come later and ruin it. So you see, you're an honest. Sumar says, maybe there's no proof in our Mishnah. Amri, I'll tell you light. No, that's not the pshat over here. Liyolam, really, kiro means l'shvar makaro l'gemalim. But that really, the covering you made was a good covering both for camels and for oxes. It was a good covering. Udukashlach, you have a question then. Hechinoful, if you made a good question, it made a good covering. So how could the ox fall in? Like we said before, we're talking about that even though when you put it up it was good, but it happened that the worms got to it. And later they ate it up from the inside, so on top you don't see it, you're an honest, that's how they fell in. But it could be in our case, maybe it'd be chayiv. So you have no proof. Toshima. It says here what Toshima. Loiki saw Kuro, if you do not cover it the right way, the Mishnah says, Vinofula Toycha Shrachamaru Meis Chayiv. Then if they fall in, you're chayiv. Fred Gemara, hey chidami, what's the Mishnah talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, like a royal shvarim, the like a royal gemalim, you put a chvase silver foil there that can't hold up an ox and can't hold up a camel. So that's the way you covered your boar. Fred Gemara, pshita, that's richle meimed chayiv. Does the Mishnah have to tell me a chayiv pshita? If you put up a silver foil there, so pshita, it's not called a covering. So when the ox falls in, avad yechayiv. El alav isn't the case talking about, rather, kiro lishvarim, v'loi kiro l'gemalim. You made a wooden cover that can hold up 100 pounds, but not 200 pounds. It can't hold up a camel. Now, hey, chidami, what's the case talking about again? Idishchichi gemalim, if it's normal for camels to go by, fred gemara pasheyu, avadi yechayiv, you're pasheyu. If it's normal for camels to go by and you didn't make a covering for a camel, avadi, you're pasheyu, it's your fault you didn't do a good covering. V'idaloi shchichi gemalim, elamai, it's a case that camels are not normal to go by there, it's not shchiach for them. If so, honest, so again, you're an honest, because you made a good covering for oxes. It just wasn't good for camels, it's not shchiach for them, the camel come by. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Well, why is the Mishnah say yechayiv? Elolavon, we're talking about like this. The yaski and the prokin, that again, you made a covering for your boar that could hold a 100-pound ox, but not a 200-pound camel. Now, sometimes camel pass by here. Now, what happened was, V'yosu gemalim varu. First camels went by and weakened your covering. And then later, V'yosu shvar v'naflubay. Then axes fell in and died. Ukatani chayiv, and on this, the Mishnah says chayiv. Alma, what do we see? Kiv on the yasin leprokim, since sometimes camels do pass by here, you're supposed to think about them. And therefore, pashayhu, by you making such a covering that can't hold up camels, you call the pashayah. The boyle asuki adaita, that you're supposed to think about this, that maybe camels would come. So we sit talking our svaris at Yechayiv. So Mar says again, no, you can't, there's not the proof in our Mishnah. L'yolam, really, maybe the Mishnah's talking about, kero l'shvarim v'loy kero l'gemalim. That loy kero in the Mishnah means, it wasn't fitting to hold a 200-pound camel. Or shchichi gemalim, and really, camels pass by here. It's shchiach for them to come. So on that, to the Kukashmach, he had a question, if that's the pshat, poshayuhu, like shita Yechayiv, you're poshayah. If it's normal for camels to come by here, and you did not make a strong enough cover to hold up camels, so pshita yechayiv. What does the Mishnah have to tell me? So Marsa v'enechnami. But I need to nosav reisha ki so kero. Since the Mishnah says the first case was covered up well, nosav sefer nami like you so kero. That's what a sefer says it over again. That if it wasn't kero yechayiv enechnami in the sefer, there's no chiddush. The chiddush is only in the reisha, but maybe in the sefer there's no chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Ika the army, something like this. Ho nami vadi lo yibolon. This also I have no doubt. I don't have to ask you this question. It's also pshita. So what the chivon, the yasin, the prokim, Since if the case is that sometimes camels pass by here, so pshita pashayahu, avadi yachayiv then, the boyle yasuki adaita, you should have thought about it, that since it's normal, they don't come always, but sometimes camels pass by here, and your covering is not strong enough for a camel, pshita yachayiv, that's called the pashayah. So where's my question then? Ki boylon, where do I have a question? Hochiyu, this is the case. The boylon, I have a question like this. Ki so kisa shiyachulam ufnei shvarim. I made a covering that could hold up 100 pounds. Could hold up an ox. V'yeinu yachulam ufnei gemalim. It can't hold up a camel though. And ushchichi gemalim. And the case is true with shchiyach the gemalim to pass by. So really what you should say is, that is a pesheya. Havadah should be chayiv. But let's say the case is like this. And now you know why an ox fell in, and you know why he was able to fall in? Not because the camels came first and ruined the covering, but because an honest happened, that Christ's worms got in the inside of it and started to eat the cover away. That's why now even an ox could fall in. And that's what happened. An ox fell in. So here's my Shaila Maho. What's the luck of such a case? Me, I'm reading. Do I say me? Good, heavy pasheya. Eitzel gemalim. Since he's the pasheya, that this covering he made is not strong enough to hold up a camel. So if a camel would have come by and fell in, pshit he'd be chayiv. He was a pasheya. So since he's a pasheya for gemalim, like he made a bor here, maybe I should say have a pasheya namal in yinas law. He's also called a pasheya now that an ox fell in because the worms got to the cover. Even though for that, really, he's an honest. But maybe since he's a pshaya for this, it's also called a pshaya for that. Anusra v'migu. I do, maybe no, I don't say that. I do, le'amrin amigu. Maybe I don't say such a svara v'migu. No, he's a pshaya for the camels. But lamaisi, he put up a covering for the boar that could hold up an ox. Why did the ox fall in? Only because worms got to the cover. That's an honest. He didn't have to know about that. On top, you don't see the worms. So that's the shayla. Are you chayv in such a case or not? So Toshima, this come up, bring your proof. It says again in the Mishnah, Kiso Kuro is a guy, I'm showing the mill. The guy covered up normally his bore. Vindafal Toycha Shah Khamara makes potter. And then if a Shah Khamar falls into your boy, you're potter. The Yitzmullah learned on this, Omar of Yitzhak Babachona, Shesliya Mitoichai. Like the Kasha was, how could a Shah fall in? If you put a good covering there, how did he fall in? So Teret says, we're talking about that the worms got to the cover, and that's the Kiddush that you called an honest potter. Now, hey, Chidavi, what's the case talking about? Ilay makarol l'shvam makarol l'gemalim v'esliya mitoycha pshita the potter. My hevel elam heaven. Like, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? If he put up mamish and a good covering that could hold up a ton, it could hold up an ox and it could hold up a camel, and later what happened was worms got to it and ate it up, and now an ox fell in, pshita his potter. That's called a real honest. As far as what he's concerned, what he did, he made a good covering. So what does the Mishnah have to say his potter? Like, that can't be the case of the Mishnah. Ella, rather Ella, lav. What the case is like this: Kirol is shvarim, v'loy kirol is gemalim. When this person made his covering, it could only hold up an ox and not a camel. Or shchichi gemalim, and the case is that it is normal. It's shchiach; they roll around camels. If so, so why you potter? Because what happened was v'hesliya mitoychay. That what happened was only an ox fell in. How did the ox fall in? Because the worms got to the cover. Okatani potter, and still I say a potter. So you see, Alma loyamrina migul. I don't say this new svar of migul because to have a pashay linyan gemalim, have a pashay linyan aslo, that I should say that since he's called a pashaya for camels, like if camels would have come by and fell in, he would have been chayiv, because he did not put up a good covering for camels. I don't say that svara, that because of that he should also be chayiv for an ox. No, for an ox, the covering was a good covering. I, Lamaisa, an ox fell in. That was because the worms got to it. On that, you're an honest, you're potter. So I see, even in such a case, you're potter. Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Loi, maybe that's not the case in the Mishnah. Le'yelam, really, I'll tell you, kerol le'gemalim, u'kerol le'shvarim. That the Mishnah means you made 100% good covering. It's strong, my Mishnah, can hold up in the camels. Ve'esliya mitoichai. And the only reason why the ox fell in was because the worms got to it. If so, you had a question. That if it got wormy, like pshita the guy is potter. What do you have to tell me for? What could have he done? Like he put up mamish the best covering possible. And worms got to it. He's not supposed to think worms got to it. So pshita is potter.
So Mara says, no, it's a chiddush. Because mahal, the tame my word, so what to say. Maybe you have a chiv to go and bang on top of your cover. Like if you bang, you could feel if it's still solid or not, or did the worms get to it. By banging on it, you could tell if the worms are there or not. So maybe it's not enough just to put a covering on top of your bor. But you have to go there once in a while, every day. You have to go by and knock on it to see if it's still solid or not. And here, since you didn't knock, and you didn't realize that it's wormy, maybe you'll be a pasheya. Kamash malon. This, the Mishnah teaches us now, that lamaisi is still called an onus. That you don't have to check. That lamaisi, you put down a good, strong cover, and you, as far as you're concerned, it's still good. Worms got to it. That you called an onus, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, and you put it. Toshima, come and give me another proof. Toshima. It says, like he saw karo. If you did not cover it up the right way, like he saw karo. And the shorachamor fell into the bor. That's the Mishnah says. So it says the Mason, he dies yechayiv yechayiv. So again, hechidam, what's the case talking about? Eli maloi karola shrom loi karola gemalam tzvichlam ema. If he just put silver foil there, so pshiti is chayiv, the chayiv, but he didn't put a good covering there. El olav karola shvar maloi karola gemalam. We're talking about now, no, you put a wood cover that could hold up an ox, but not a camel. Now again, if it's normal for camels to come by here, pasheyu avadi yechayiv, you're pasheyu. If it's not normal for camels to come by, so avadi should be potter then. Why didn't it say yechayiv? Like you're an onesu. You made a good covering. You're not supposed to think camels will come by. El alav, aren't we talking about over here? That the shchichi gemalim, that it's normal for camels to come by. And the case is visliya mitoichai. That you, again, you only put up a cover that can hold up an ox and not a camel. And it's normal for camels to come by. And what happened was is that the worms got to this cover, and now an ox fell into it. And still the Mishnah says, it says that you're chayiv for this, for the ox falling in. So, Alma, what do we see? That Amrina Migu, we do say the Svar of Migu because, that Migu, Devi Pasher Linyin Gemalim, since you called the Pasher for the camels, that this first cover you put up was not strong enough to hold a camel, so if a camel would have fell in, should you be a Pasher Bichayiv? So I say, have a Pasher Linyin Asla. You're also extended now Pasheya for the fact that the worms got to this cover. In other words, it's a swirl like, since you did something wrong, you cannot say you made a Shmira. Even though really this covering should be enough for an ox, and the fact an ox fell in, you should be called an honest. No. You're only an honest if you made a good Shmira. But the Nigu would be a swirl to say you did not make a good Shmira. You didn't watch it well. Since you were supposed to watch it even for camels, because camels are normal to come by, and you didn't, so whatever you did is not called a good Shemira. So therefore you chayiv you for an ox also. So that's what the Mishnah means to tell us. So chui avarai you are chayiv. So Mar says again, no, Amri loy, maybe it's not the Pshan the Mishnah. Lo yoylam, really I tell you, the Mishnah means kirol l'shvarim v'loy kirol l'gemalim. Your covering was not fit for a camel. And roshchichi gemalim. And what happened was, v'yosu gemalim baruya. And camels first came and weakened it. V'yosu shvarim v'noflu bay, and then an ox came and fell in. And this, she asked a question, pshita, of course you chayiv then. Pashayahu, you're a pashaya. Like if a camel came and ruined it, you're supposed to know camels could come and ruin it. So vavi you chayiv. So much that's true. But maybe I did the nosav reisha kisol karo, nosav seifa nami, like kisol. That since the reisha tells us the chiddush that when you cover it the right way, that you're potter, it repeats itself over, that when you do it the wrong way, you're chayiv. Even though the seifa maybe there's no chiddush. Like pshita you chayiv, since you called up a shayiv. So far we don't have a proof. The Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring a proof like this. It says later, a Mishnah later, No fal the toichoi, shor, cherish, shaita v'kotim, suma, umhalach v'layla, chayiv. If somebody has a ditch, you have a borbush sarabin, and a shor that's a cherish, not a smart shor, a cherish, a dumb shor, or a shaita, a foolish shor, or a small shor, or else a blind shor, or else somebody that's walking at nighttime, chayiv, for that you're chayiv. But tikeyach umhalach v'yoyim, if you have a smart shor, or else somebody that's walking by daytime, they fall into the bor, then you're potter. Because then the svar is, they shouldn't have fell in. They should have, Rashi says, they should have watched themselves. If they have enough brains to watch themselves, then they shouldn't have fell into the bor. The fact they fell in is their fault. It's not my fault, I'm potter. But if a shor that doesn't have brains falls in, then you're chayiv. The question is, why do we say that if a smart shor falls in, that you're potter? Why? V'yamai. Neima, why don't I say, midi hevoi pashel inyin cheresh, since the Baal HaShor did not watch this boar, negeya to a cheresh, to a foolish ox, so yischaya for a cheresh, hevinana pashel linya pikeach, he should also be considered a pashaya linya pikeach. And why is nichayev? El Allah Shramina, from here it's a proof, that lo yamrina migu shramina, I do not say the svar of migu, I do not say because. Lamaisi, you're only pashaya negeya to a cheresh, a foolish ox. An ox doesn't have enough brains, it can't watch itself. So therefore, it's normal for it to fall in. So since you made the boar, you didn't watch it, you're a pashaya for that. But for a smart shaw that has brains, and it sees a ditch, it shouldn't have fell in. The fact that it fell in, even though I did not watch it, but I'm not called a pashaya for that. Since I'm not called a pashaya, therefore I'm potter. So from here we see, we don't say the smara of migul.
Rashi says, shaw cherish, shaw shahu cherish. Oy shaw shu mahalak palayla. Avilu b'kei chayif here.
The only little cash he has in his Gemara is the Horwas Gemara's Raya. Maybe here it's different. If the Shor is a Pekeach and he falls in, like Rashi says, I could tell to him, you should have washed yourself. So maybe it's like you killed yourself. Maybe that's why I'm Potter. But why says you don't say this for him? Kopan is a good Raya that you don't say amigo. Yes. Then the Mishnah says a difference. No foul of fun of, if the Shor falls head forwards, then the Bala Boras Chayiv. If the Shor falls in backwards, then the Balabar is Potter. So Amar Rav says like this, Lefon of Mamish, it means it falls in head first. Le'achrav Achrav Mamish, it falls in backwards